Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
He's still a Raider. He's never not been a Raider. He's still a Raider. When he's healthy and he can play, we'll play him. He's just not healthy right now. He's getting closer, though. That's the good part. He's working every day to get that hamstrings right. He's in the right headspace mentally. Like I said, we talked recently and had a good conversation. He's ready to play football.
More on that in a moment.
Let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills. Enter now WGR550.com for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contest ends January 5th. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence, powering tomorrow, comforting today.
That's Antonio Pierce on Davante Adams. He's not healthy. When he is, he'll play. I guess the injury could be a big thing that's holding up this trade idea, right? Why trade for a guy that I don't know if he's healthy? I can't work him out. I don't know his timeline. Mm-hmm. Why would I pay a price if I don't know exactly what I'm getting? So maybe they will get him healthy. Because the Raiders, isn't that a bit of a tune change? Adams said he hadn't spoken to the coach. Here's the coach saying, we talked, we had a good conversation. When he's ready to play, he'll play.
Could this be the leverage
for sure
play that the Raiders are just trying to let teams know we don't have to trade him?
Yes.
They probably do.
I think that's built in there along with the actual injury, the hamstring injury itself. So to Sean Reed of The Athletic, who covers the Raiders, has teams that are in and out on Davante Adams. Out, Chiefs.
Okay.
Out, Cowboys.
Really?
Yes.
That's a weird one. Cowboys need him, don't they? Cooks is on IR now. Jalen Tolbert's okay. Anyways.
In, Jets.
Yep.
Not surprising.
Not surprising. What about Washington? Are they in?
Not listed as in.
Really?
Okay. Nope. In, Steelers.
Okay.
In, Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens, out. I'm sorry, Commanders, out. There are four teams in. Jets, Saints, Steelers, and Bills.
Okay.
Tashawn Reed covers the Raiders for The Athletic. The Bills are still in. So, what's the question here? What's the right question on Davante Adams? Is it the Raiders and Bills get the salary cap to a spot they're both comfortable with? I know the Raiders never take salary. I'm just, without getting into the nuts and bolts of money,
yeah,
they reach an agreement on the money. What's the highest price you would pay for Davante Adams? Is it one of your second round picks? Is it a first? I mean, I wouldn't pay a first.
I wouldn't pay a first.
I wouldn't sink a first. I need to use that on a receiver in the draft.
Yeah.
So I can't use that here. Is it a second? Is it a third? A fourth? What's the highest price you'd pay if the Bills and Raiders got to a place where they felt good about the money and they were going to make that part of it work? And Adams was also motivated. Yes, that sounds great. I'll go play with Josh Allen. Let's go win a Super Bowl.
My instinct says third, but I feel like I could be talked into saying second, because really how different should those really be?
Let me do this. How about a pick slide? The same thing they did with Rasul Douglas.
Okay.
Douglas, they traded a third and got Douglas in a fifth.
Right.
A pick slide means I get to keep my ammunition. It's kind of like trading down.
Okay. It would be trading down.
It's trading down. Okay. We'll give you a second for Adams and a sixth.
Okay.
Is that different? I mean,
or Adams and a fourth or something, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, pick slides are a way to get around the, I'm not sure I'm losing quality of asset, but I still have the same number of picks.
Yeah.
It's one of the things the Bills did this year when they traded down with the Chiefs. They kept the same number of picks. They didn't add a pick or lose a pick. Kansas City, when they traded up, didn't lose a pick. It's just a pick slide. Maybe a pick slide is the right way to get this done, if in fact the Bills are motivated enough to get it done.
Yeah, I would. It's tough to even for me to think. All right, like no, like you got to upbid the Jets. The Jets are offering this, so you, it has to be a second straight up. It would be tough for me to say no because it just kind of feels like the obvious fix of the team. It feels like the team still honestly doesn't have that many glaring holes that are killing them week to week. Like, safety right now is worthy of this, but they've invested in safety. Like, Bishop was a second-round pick. Like, they're going to want to see that through, I think, at some point. Even if he makes a couple mistakes along the way, they're going to want him to play and develop, I think. And Rapp was out, so Rapp is back now. How many other glaring holes do you really have where it's, you put a guy in here that can do it, and I'm all good. And I feel like they are, it is kind of a final piece. Right now, they are like, you usually say this more about teams like Houston, right, that are on the up and come where they are a good team that wins the division, young quarterback, like, oh, they're one piece away. Well, they go get Diggs. You often say that more about up and coming teams. I feel like right now you could kind of say it about the Bills, that they're kind of a final piece away. And I think this is kind of the fit for the final piece. It's not perfect, but it's so much better than what they have.
Well, Adams would do a couple things. Of course, he'd be arguably their best receiver. Maybe not even inarguably.
Yeah.
But our conversation yesterday with Joe Marino, if you missed it at 7:30, we talked a lot about middle of the field closed, one high safety versus cover two shells, like teams play and they mix and match. But what the
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What these teams are doing to the Bills is they're playing middle of the field closed, where it's harder to get money made over the middle. And that's where Shakir works, and that's where Kincaid works, and that's all well and good. You can still throw into it. It's just, it's tougher. You're taking what the defense gives you to some degree. What Adams would do, probably, is get defenses to come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of this talk about, for the first couple weeks of the season, it's like, how do you get a team to come out of that cover two or whatever, whichever cover three, cover two, out of those shells? How do you do it? Well, you run into it. You run into it. The way to get teams out of the defense the Bills are playing is get somebody on the outside they're actually afraid of.
Right.
That's it.
Make them pick. Make them choose between, you can take away our middle of the field stuff.
But you're going to leave Davante Adams one-on-one.
And he's going to kill you. Right now, there is no decision. What's the decision? We're worried about... Right, the guys they have out there. Right now, your only decision is, can we live with a couple of Keon Coleman back shoulders? right? That's your only decision. Yep. And right now, that's not a hard one. There's no, I don't think there's a, that's, that is why the Adams trade, you could maybe get me to even say like, okay, I'd pay a second straight up. Because I think you have an easy decision right now if you're going to play the Bills. It's give them the outside. Dare them on the outside. You don't have much of a decision. If the Bills just plopped Davante Adams on their team, I would fully expect the defenses are going to have a much tougher time figuring out how to defend them.
Be tough against the Jets this week. I mean, that's a team that DJ Reed right now is playing like one of the best corners in football. And he's not Sauce Gardner, who's thought of quite a bit as one of the best corners of football, but he might not be having a great year.
No, PFF's coverage on the season, Reed's their number one corner on the season, and Gardner's like in the 50s.
Okay.
So a little bit lower than he normally is. Benford, now, by the way, is third.
For what it's worth, the Jets have not exactly played good quarterbacks yet. Josh Allen's the best quarterback.
That's true.
They played Purdy. Okay.
They played Purdy in week one, and they got lit up.
And then it's Will Levis and Jacoby Brissett.
And Bo Nix.
And
that's it, right? Darnold.
Yeah, they lost to
Darnold. They did do good against Darnold.
Yeah. So this is a tougher test, of course, the quarterback, but how about skill set or you know, skill positions for all those other teams? The Titans. Okay.
They're pretty good. They just don't have a quarterback and get
that's
it.
That's right. The Broncos.
Just Cortland Sutton. That's it.
The Vikings, very good weapons.
Jefferson. But they had the first half, they had a tough time covering Jefferson.
Yeah.
Second half, when Reed went on to Jefferson instead of Gardner, is when they started having a better time.
And
covering.
You're talking about Reed having success on Jefferson. He'll have no problem on anybody here. And I feel like Sauce Gardner on the other side. So
he can take the day off.
So get ready for, I mean, I would expect the Jets to do that, dare you to throw it outside the numbers and to blitz. They don't blitz yet. Now, one of the reasons the Jets might not blitz might be game plan specific. They've been getting pressure with four, and they've not been blitzing. So,
and they've been playing quarterbacks that take sacks.
Yes.
And Allen doesn't take sacks.
And now, I think the plan against Allen right now, not always, but right now, I think, is to speed up his clock. And whether it's simulated pressure, we saw the Dolphins do that a couple of years ago. You know, that's the game where the Bills had 500 yards. I mean, they got in his head a little bit, and he still, you know, rattled them. But thinking about the Jets and what they might do, I mean, if I'm a defense playing the Bills, I'm going to blitz a lot. All these teams are getting, every week pretty much, has gone up in pressure, and he's pressured on half his dropbacks. And last week, on dropbacks under pressure, he was 1 of 14. I'll take my chances if I'm a defense out there ready to get pressure on this guy, and if we come from enough angles, he can't get out.
Mm-hmm. Is any part, by the way, of the Adams talk for you stopping the Jets from getting him?
No.
None?
None. Really none.
Because to me, I don't... If they traded for him...
I really mean
I
none.
I would not be worried about them. I would respect their potential on offense more. But I also... There is a little appeal for me in that it feels like that's their only move on offense. I don't... How does their offense get better if they don't trade for Davante Adams? I don't think there's an answer to that question. I think if they trade for Adams, like, I'd expect it would maybe only marginally, but I think it would improve.
You're talking about the Jets.
The Jets.
How about the Bills? How does their offense get better without a trade like this?
Way better. Massive. I think.
Oh, okay. Okay. You're saying if they trade for him, how does it get better?
If the Bills trade for Davante Adams, their offense is like, it's a well-oiled machine.
There's more ceiling to grow into than there is for the Jets.
If the Jets trade for Davante Adams, I still only expect it to get marginally better, but a little bit better.
For me, it's not at all about keeping him away from the Jets. For me, the entire conversation is, do the Bills want to do anything to try and rescue this situation, not only to win games, not only to try and improve their offense, but if you missed us with Sal earlier, to protect their quarterback. Right now is a bad ecosystem for Allen to have tons of pressure and nowhere to go with the ball on the outside. He is going to take more hits. He's going to run more. He's going to roll more. At some point, it's like bringing in a new left tackle because your left tackle got hurt. We got to make sure we don't get our quarterback killed. I think they need a receiver on the outside so they don't get their quarterback killed. So not at all about the Jets. It's about whether or not the Bills want to do anything about the situation that they're staring at. 803-0550, pick of the week, Scott Pianowski, three-way Thursday parlay for Thursday Night Football, Sabres home opener. Lots going on. You can join us at 803-0550. Joe's got trivia. We'll do that next.
Yes, do it next.
Trivia next as our pick of the week.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.